Ultra-processed foods, UPFs, have become a significant concern among nutritionists due to their prevalence and potential health risks. These foods, which include items like chicken nuggets, packaged snacks, and sugary drinks, account for over half of the calories consumed in the UK, particularly among children and those in lower income areas. Defined by their extensive industrial processing and the presence of numerous unrecognizable ingredients, UPFs are often high in fat, sugar, and salt. Their synthetic appearance and taste have made them a focal point for advocates of healthier eating, yet the scientific community remains divided on the exact health implications of these foods. Recent research has indicated a correlation between UPF consumption and various health issues, such as obesity, heart disease, and even certain cancers. For instance, a large observational study in the United States found that individuals who consumed the most UPFs had a 10% higher risk of early death, even when accounting for body mass index and overall diet quality. However, establishing a direct causal relationship between UPFs and these health problems is challenging. While many studies suggest a link, they do not definitively prove that the processing of food is the root cause of health issues. To truly understand the impact of UPFs on health, researchers propose conducting complex studies that compare individuals on high UPF diets with those on low UPF diets, ensuring both groups have similar calorie and nutrient intake. Such studies would require meticulous control over participants' food consumption and lifestyle habits, making them logistically difficult and expensive. Additionally, funding for this type of research may be hard to secure due to potential conflicts of interest, as researchers may have preconceived notions about the outcomes they wish to demonstrate. Another point of contention in the discussion about UPFs is the classification and understanding of what constitutes these foods. UPFs typically contain more than 5 ingredients, many of which are not found in a typical kitchen. This broad classification raises questions about whether all UPFs should be viewed equally, as some may have different effects on health than others. For example, while sugary cereals and low-fat yogurts are both categorized as UPFs, their nutritional profiles and health impacts may vary significantly. The debate surrounding UPFs also highlights the broader issue of food accessibility and affordability. Many experts argue that vilifying UPFs can lead to feelings of guilt and confusion among consumers, particularly when healthier options can be significantly more expensive. For those on a tight budget, maintaining a diet free of UPFs may not be feasible. Ultimately, while the current evidence does not conclusively prove that UPFs are harmful, nutritionists generally advocate for a balanced diet rich in whole foods, fruits, and vegetables, regardless of the ongoing research into UPFs.